Kimberly Gilbert, Thomas Penny, Nora Ashrati, Christopher Sheeran, Nathaniel Perry, Ken Jackson, and Justin Wertz.
What the hell?
I see it, but I don't believe it.
Patrick O'Brien pushed his eyeglasses higher onto the bridge of his nose.
What is it?
Ironside leaned forward in the saddle, his far-seeing eyes reaching out into the grassland where the buzzards glided.
It's just what it looks like, Pat. A lot of dead folks down there, I reckon.
I guess we should get closer and take a look.
Pat, I think we're about to ride into big trouble.
How so?
I can sense it. There's something bad coming down, and them wagons are a part of it.
The two Dromoa riders sat their horses on a ridge, a mile south of the San Pedro Mountains in New Mexico territory. Below, shimmering in the noonday heat, stretched a vast tableland of treed meadows and upthrust pinnacles of red rock. Farther to the east, the land was scarred by dusty draws and shadowed, sullen canyons. It was a hard, lonely wilderness offering absolutely nothing to pilgrims. Yet there they were, six canvas-covered wagons of them. What troubled Patrick and Ironside was that the wagons, drawn up in a rough circle, were completely enclosed by a three-strand barbed wire fence.
They got plows tied to the back of them wagons.
Rangers?
Seems like.
This is cattle country. Don't they know you can't plow 2 inches of dirt on top of bedrock?
Maybe just passing through. I don't see anybody moving.
Why the fence? To keep others out?
Or to keep the sodbusters in.
20 yards from the fence, Patrick and Ironside drew rein. The sickly, sweet smell of decaying bodies and dead oxen was overwhelming, and both riders pulled their bandanas up over their faces.
What happened here, Luther?
I have no idea. I'm going to ride closer and take a look.
Patrick wanted no part of the stench. He was content to watch as Ironside got within 5 yards of the fence and then rode around the entire perimeter, the butt plate of his rifle resting on his thigh. Riding back to Patrick, Ironside said nothing, but waved him away from the wagons. Patrick followed as the Dromoa Segundo led him to a stand of juniper 100 yards from the wagons. They pulled off their bandanas.
Everybody's dead in there and all their oxen slaughtered.
How many people?
I'd say 20. Men, women, and youngins.
What happened to them? Why the fence?
The answer to both your questions is I don't know. But there were 4, maybe 5 dead men on the ground who'd been shot. I think it was the punchers who put the fence up, Pat.
How do you reckon that?
After nearly 30 years of ramrodding that Dromoa, I can always tell a puncher's fence work. It's never neat. Nothing like how a sodbuster'd do it.
So the fence was erected to keep the people inside?
That's the way I see it.
By cattlemen?
Seems like.
To keep the Grangers off their land.
I can think of no other reason. Hey, look there.
Ironside pointed to the west, where the Sandia Mountains stood purple against the sky.
What do you see, Luther?
4 riders coming in our direction in an all-fired hurry.
Ironside slid his rifle out of the boot. Patrick, being no great shakes with a gun, adjusted the position of his holstered Colt. The riders could be friendly, but a man didn't take chances in wild country.
What the hell are you doing here?
Their leader was a huge, yellow-haired man who, despite the heat of the day, wore broadcloth and a soft white shirt with a black string tie. He had a wide, brutal face that was undeniably handsome, and a pencil-thin mustache guaranteed to make a lady's hearts flutter.
Passing through!
From where, going where?
From Albuquerque to our home ranch, Dromoa. You may have heard of it.
You one of the O'Brien boys?
Yeah, I am. My name is Patrick, and this is the Ranch Segundo, Luther Ironside. We sold a Hereford bull in Albuquerque, and we're headed home when we found this.
Cholera. We had to pen them up and shoot their animals